Hello.
Hi, this is Laura from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And in which county do you currently reside?
B.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? The Republican or Democrat?
The last one, I voted for a Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
Very interested. And
on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate.
Now, I would like to read to you the names of several people in groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, you can let me know.
Okay.
Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Minosa?
I don't know them.
The Democrat Party?
The Democrat Party?
Yes.
I mean, I know
what is your impression towards them?
Currently not very good.
Okay, so we could say somewhat negative.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick?
I'm pretty neutral on him.
Vice President Kamala Harris?
I do not like her.
Former President Donald Trump?
He's okay.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
I like him.
Okay. Would you say strong positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
The Republican Party?
Somewhat positive.
State Senator Morgan Lamantia?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. If the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Trump and Vance.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Republican.
You're breaking up, Trump.
Libertarian calling off Democrat.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said because your phone broke up. Or I don't know if maybe it was my phone broke up. So could you repeat that question?
For United States.
You have a really bad connection, and I cannot understand.
Which one would you vote?
Yeah, I can't understand you. So could you repeat the question?
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear you.
I'm going to read you and let me know.
You are breaking up really bad.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's your phone. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Let me repeat the question. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican. Ted Brown, Libertarian. Colin Allred.
Ted Cruz.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Robin Vargas, Green Party. Morgan Lamantia, Democrat.
Republican.
Do you think Morgan has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
And who is that?
I actually don't have much information of her, but it seems based on the question that she is currently state senator for Texas. Or you're not sure?
I have no opinion on that. That's something I'm going to have to look up.
I understand. I'm going to read you some information from public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. And for each time I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam had Texas liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in Texas.
Less likely.
Adam will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Highly likely.
Morgan is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Less likely.
Adam believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
I'm neutral on that.
Okay. Morgan voted in favor of so-called diversity programs of Texas college campuses, even though they have divided students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Less likely to vote for that.
Adam supports securing our border to protect our families.
I'm more likely to vote for that.
Morgan supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Less likely to vote for that.
Okay. Adam knows that the radical liberal values and the woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
More likely to vote for that.
Morgan doesn't support Second Amendment guns rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
Less likely to vote for that.
Okay. Morgan is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rates increasing, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last season.
Less likely to vote for that.
Okay. Morgan opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Less likely to vote for that.
Adam is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
More likely to vote for that.
Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race theory and gender modification, and bring sanity back to our school's policies.
More likely to vote for that.
Morgan broke her promise to the voters and new votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Less likely to vote for that.
Adam supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle national criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
More likely to vote for that.
Morgan is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
Less likely to vote for that.
Morgan opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Less likely to vote for that.
Adam trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
More likely to vote for that.
Morgan supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Less likely to vote for that.
Police legislation that will have allowed parents to use state funding to send their school to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
More likely to vote for that.
To prepare high school students for the jobs on the 21st century, Adam will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Who was that again?
That was Adam.
Okay, I'm more likely to vote for that.
Morgan has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing terrorist offender registry.
Less likely to vote for that.
Okay. According to Nuys's county records, Adam Restron has been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and fleas present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
I'm neutral on that.
Morgan uttered a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Less likely to vote for that.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Having heard more information about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Adam, Robin Vargas, Morgan Lamantillo.
Adam.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1969.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from the newspapers, TV news, social media such as Facebook or X, blogs and emails, news sites of the internet, cable news networks?
It would be something that I search on the internet.
Okay. And which of these is your next most preferred source from the ones I mentioned?
Okay.
The newspapers, the TV, social media?
I would say X.
Which one?
X.
Oh, okay, I understand. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English television?
English.
Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch the most? Satellite dish or DirecTV? Through an antenna? Local cable system? Streaming over the internet without commercial? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu? Or you don't watch TV?
I watch some TV and I stream, but some of it has commercial.
Okay, so would that be DirecTV?
No, I do that on the internet.
Oh, okay, on the internet. And which one of these would you say, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite, through an antenna, local cable system, or streaming over the internet without commercials?
Streaming without commercials.
Okay. Do you have a YouTube account?
Yes.
An Instagram account?
Yes.
Facebook account?
Yes.
An X account?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in the cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mothers. Abortion should never be illegal.
I would say within the first 3 months, it should be legal.
Okay. I greatly appreciate your time. This concludes our survey, and I thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.